The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We find that there are so many hadith that talk about the rewards of knowledge. This hadith is narrated and reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. This hadith talks about four or five different rewards that one gets for the pursuit of knowledge. The hadith is reported to have said, Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilma, salaka bihi tariqan ilal jannah. He says that one who traverses on the path in the pursuit of knowledge, Allah will place him on a path that leads to paradise. What are the effects of this knowledge, right? And this tradition talks about the effects, the finality of the effects. In other words, the gifts that one receives. But let's look at this question in a little bit more detail. Yeah, that what are the effects of this knowledge? It's important, yeah, for us to understand that the pursuit of hereafterly knowledge has a direct effect in the development of our akhirah. Okay? As we talked about and alluded to a little bit earlier, that our akhirah is entirely dependent upon our actions in this world. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. This is again, not hyperbole. I think we have to draw a balance, right? Where we can't be like certain Muslims who are, what's the word? Where they follow word by word and they don't switch any. Yeah? They don't, if Allah says He has a hand, He has a hand. Yeah? We can't be like that. But at the same time that when God describes a reward or when God describes a punishment, Allah never exaggerates. Right? There has to be some correlation between that reward and that punishment and certain realities. One of these realities is that no matter what we do, we will see that action. It will manifest itself, right? Similarly, these three areas of knowledge that we talked about has a direct effect on how our hereafter will be. In fact, you know, Ayatollah Khomeini in his book 40 Hadith, he talks about this hadith in quite a bit of detail. And he mentions a point that's really fascinating, right? He says that the creation of paradise is dependent upon these three areas of knowledge. He says that, look, as a theological belief, we believe that paradise is created. It's not something that will be created later. Paradise is created, hell is created. But the building block of paradise is dependent on these three areas of knowledge. And again, it's not just knowledge, right? It's knowledge backed up with action. And so these three areas are developed based on what we learn in these three hereafterly knowledge areas and how well we apply them into our lives, right? And so he describes three different areas of paradise, or three different types of paradise, in fact. He says the first type of paradise is known as Jannatul A'mal, the Garden of Acts. The Garden of Acts is linked with the Sunnatul Qa'imah, the established tradition. It means that this Jannah is created when I do the external acts that I've been taught to do. I learned that I have to pray, and so I pray. And when I am praying, at that particular moment, my Jannatul A'mal is being developed. Right? And so when I don't pray, that means there is no construction taking place at that time. In fact, things are being destroyed at that time. Remember, we all know this tradition, right? Where the Prophet says he saw the angels building and then they stopped building. Again, like, these are not there just to hype us up, entice us. But if we understand it from this perspective of tajassumul a'mal, that these are literally being created by our actions, then we know that our actions have an effect on every single thing that we do in the hereafter. So the first form of Jannah is known as Jannatul A'mal. The second form of Jannah, he says, is known as Jannatul Sifat, the garden of attributes. And this is when linked directly to the knowledge of our morality. The more noble and moral characteristics we are able to develop and we are able to act on accordingly, the Jannatul Sifat begins to get developed. And the final category, he says, is what's known as Jannatul Dhat, the Jannah, the garden of essence. The garden of essence is linked directly with our theology, right? The stronger my foundation and my base becomes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this third level of paradise is being described. Naturally, these are talking about levels of paradise. The lowest one being the Jannah of action. The second one being the Jannah of attributes. The third one being the Jannah of essence, right? What this tells us is something really beautiful, yeah? What this tells us is that, you know, we start off how in our lives? We start off by our parents telling us to pray, isn't it? By our parents telling us to fast. And so we learn these things. We do these things, there is a reward that is based on that. And then we are told to be good people. And so we learn to be moral people, kind people, generous people. And our Jannah of that second tier is being developed. And then the aim is that we mature in our faith to that point where now I want to get to know God better. And when I get to know God better and my foundation begins to get firm and established, that final level of Jannah is being created. Yeah? But what that also tells us is that if I, for example, don't even do the things that God wants me to do, then I don't even get that first level of Jannah. Do you understand the significance of that? It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating that on the Day of Judgment, we will have no one to blame but ourselves, right? Often people will say, but I'm a good person. Allah knows I'm a good person. You're absolutely right, Allah knows. Yeah? Allah knows what is in our heart. And if our heart truly knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would do what God wants. Not then decide that I will pick and choose what I want to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a direct reflection of me lacking that knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence lacking that layer of Jannah. As a conclusion, if you understand everything that we've talked about, that when the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, when he says, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilma," that one who traverses on a path seeking knowledge, salaka bihi tariqan ilal jannah, that God will place him on a path that leads to paradise. This description is not hyperbole. Yeah, it is not exaggeration. That when I, for example, literally learn something and start applying it in my life, at that very moment, God is taking me towards paradise. At that very moment. At that very moment, I am being led by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards paradise. I am literally building that road towards paradise. If only we could see it. And so the thing that I started with, the point that I started with in the beginning, you know, when I said that sometimes we have decided that we have learned enough. Never. decide you have learned enough. Yeah? Change your intention. When you come to the mosque, when you read a book, when you listen to a lecture, when you reflect, just change your intention. That, Ya Allah, I come here seeking knowledge. And while you sit here, Allah is paving the road for you to Jannah. It is a beautiful point. Yeah? Reflect on it and realize that at the end of the day, the type of Jannah that we will have is dependent on the intention that we had when we started to gain knowledge. Seek knowledge. Apply this knowledge, and inshallah, the fruits of this knowledge will become those that will be beneficial to us in the hereafter.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyum وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.